the battle is coming to an end and the war will begin. The battle to retain and imbibe Vrindavan consciousness is a struggle, trying to rise above the bodily conception. And the bigger war is to go back into our respective areas of service and maintain this. I didn't know that I will be speaking again. There, I had already spoken when I was asked to speak 2 days back for the Bhagavatam, but I would like just like to repeat a few things that I expressed there. The first time we spoke about entering Vrindavan, and the other day I was speaking about staying in Vrindavan under proper direction so that we can take full advantage and not commit offenses, but rather imbibe the real spirit. And the third thing is, leaving Vrindavan, what do we carry when we go back, and how to take full advantage of this brief visit. In the bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he talks about things favorable for devotional service, anukula, shuddha bhakata charana renu, he says, Gaura amar jesaba sthane karala brahmana range, sesaba sthana heribhavami pranai bhakata sange. Wherever my dear Lord Gauranga, jesaba sthane, whichever places he visited, karala brahmana range, with great delight and happiness, sesaba sthana heribhavami, all those places I will go and visit and see, pranai bhakata sange, with loving devotees, or devotees who have taste for those places. So ultimately, that is the purpose of these visits, that our remembrance become very strong, as Bhagavata Ashraya Prabhu also very nicely expressed on Prabhupada's Disciplines Day, about life is all about remembrance. We should remember what we should not remember, and we should remember what we should remember. In fact, that's the essence of devotional service. Smartavya satatam vishnur vismartavya na jatuchit sarve vidhidishedyasyur etayoreva kinkara. All the prescription and prohibitions of the scriptures are subordinate to these two principles. Always remembering Krishna and never to forget Krishna. So such yatras are a benediction in the sense that these remembrances become more deeply impressed and more embellished because of all the senses being active. I was giving the other day the example, if I were to say khlep masla, it won't ring a bell, probably anyone else except some Russians here. But what it means is bread and butter. Now, if you have not heard, then it doesn't ring a bell. But if you have seen it, heard it, tasted it, smelt it, touched it, experienced it, the same word will not remain the same again. The word will not remain the same. The experience will not remain the same. Now if you hear Govardhan or Talwan or Madhuvan, because we have gone there, we have seen there, we have sat there, we have offered obeisances there, we have touched the bodies of water and taken achaman, heard those beautiful pastimes right there while beholding that particular spot. And therefore, the next time you hear that, immediately the whole experience is more deeper and more stronger. And these are much favorable to conducive for remembrance. So that is one thing. In terms of deeper impression and stronger remembrance. And secondly, as Shukadeva Goswami explains, there is a beautiful verse where Shukadeva Goswami is explained as Ekantamatir Unnidro Gudho Mudha Iveyate. Ekantamatir, he was very focused, and Unnidro. Unnidro means he was above in state of sleepiness. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, what is the difference between a self-realized soul and a conditioned soul? He says three things in terms of activity, in terms of absorption, and in terms of alertness. We have a body, we have a mind, we have an intelligence. The body needs to be engaged, the mind needs to be absorbed, and the intelligence needs to be alert. Now, Krishna consciousness provides, as it says in the Gita, Ya nisha sarabhutanam tasyam jagrati sayami, that there is a sleeping state. What is sleeping for the conditioned soul is a waking up state for the self-realized, and what is sleeping for them is waking up for the other conditioned souls. That means things to which we are sleepy as conditioned souls, the self-realized souls are very much awake to that. And what those people are awake, the self-realized souls are sleepy to that. Or sleepy meaning, they consider it is like a dreamy state. So, as Govind Prabhu was expressing, you know, we go for tours and visits and sightseeing. The same propensity is engaged in Krishna consciousness. But here, we are entering from a dream world into a world of reality through hearing. First, through hearing, Shastra Chakshu, and then from Charma Chakshu, that means seeing through the material eyes, conditioned by the modes and our own conceptions, through Shastra Chakshu we gain an entry, and hopefully one day we develop Prema Chakshu or Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochane, with love. Then we can see much more than mere Shastra Chakshu. Not just hearing, but actually experiencing. And then, from the world of dreamy state, we come into the world of reality through hearing and experiencing in the association of devotees such places which are eternal places. Even after the annihilation of this whole cosmos or the cosmic manifestation, these abodes are eternally going to be there. So, we are trying to enter into a different world altogether. So, the first thing is, he talks about activity. So when we go back, here we feel, we just get an experience of how just a slight experience of transcending time. Because we don't see newspapers, we don't know which day it is. Except when it comes to the end of the yatra, we have to find out booking and, you know, which day it is and train timing, etc. Otherwise, there is a time to hear and time to take prasad and time to go to sleep and time to wake up and come for Mangalarti. That's all. It's a glimpse of what true spiritual world is. Nimeshardhakhyo vavrajati nahi yatrapi samay. Time to hear, time to chant, time to take prasad and time to think, go and see places. So, the activity. And when we go back, at least we can somehow make our activities more Krishna-centered. There is a tendency to go back and get fully into that. But at the same time, if we can somehow, tadkurushu madarpanam, if we can somehow try to focus and keep Krishna in the center, that would be one part where we can keep hearing and chanting, etc., as make them as priorities. And in terms of absorption, there is tendency to fully be absorbed in the world once we go in. But at the same time, if we make a priority or focus to hear and chant little more as more little priority, especially first thing in the morning, then we can at least make sure that even throughout the day, we can relatively remain more absorbed. And in this particular service, whatever I'm doing, how am I doing it for Krishna? Is Krishna pleased by this? Is Krishna satisfied? Am I doing according to the instruction in a way that Krishna wants? And the third thing is alertness. And Shukadev Goswami explains, or Prabhupada explains in the purport, what is alertness? He says, alert to attaining the best situation in next life. That is alertness. And he gives the example of Maharaj Khatwanga. Because Shukadeva Goswami may be discouraged. He has only 7 days. He was such an important man with so many responsibilities. Very difficult for him to actually prepare all of a sudden. It's like a child being told that tomorrow is the final exam. All of a sudden. Without any preparation. So, to encourage Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami says, don't worry. There was a Rajarshi by name Khatwanga who was given a moment's notice. And because he was alert throughout his life, actually, even though he was given a moment's notice, first thing he asked, the demigods asked to give him benediction. Anything you want, you ask. You have fought for us for such a long time. But Maharaj Khatwanga was so alert always that he said, how much time do I have in this life? They said, only a moment. He left the heavenly planets so as not to be distracted and diverted and came back to the earthly planet and perfected his life by absorbing himself in Krishna consciousness. So, in this way, Parikshit Maharaj is being encouraged by Shukadeva Goswami. Don't worry. You have 7 days. He had only a moment. So that alertness, if we can improve after these kind of experiences, that's like moving towards, or that gain gets some kind of steadiness in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we are like sometimes up and down. Sometimes we are very nicely, we feel very much inspired by Krishna consciousness. And sometimes we are down. But these kind of experiences should help us develop some kind of steadiness. I would like to repeat the example that I gave the other day. A devotee's heart is like a well. Now suppose you are in a village and the whole village has gone dry. Every water body, all the wells have gone dry. And your well somehow has full water, not just full water, but overflowing from the well. Somehow you have struck some place where there is an unlimited source of water coming and your well is always full, never gets exhausted. What would you do? You have two choices. The whole village is drying up. So either you, you know, lock the well and say that is their karma, what can I do? But that is hard-heartedness. Similarly, a devotee's heart is like a well because it doesn't, not just has water, it has nectar. Because we have Namamrita. Every day we taste Krishna Namamrita, the holy name, nectar of the holy name. Krishna Kathamrita, the nectar of the holy pastimes of the Lord. Charanamrita. So many Amrita we are regularly tasting. And if we don't share, then we become hard-hearted. Tadashma saram hridayam. And in a hard-hearted, devotion is very difficult. Paradukha dukhi, a Vaishnava is. So, if we have... So somehow we have to make sure that we have to keep giving. But then once, I remember, Soliness Kadam Kanan Maharaj had come. He was speaking in our Brahmachari class. And he was telling, sometimes we have preachers very, very powerful preachers, giving, 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 giving. And in the process, the same example, if you take this well example, suppose you open the well and invite all the villagers, come and drink. They may come and drink their palmful, take some glasses, take some bottles, bring some buckets, ultimately for washing and for cleaning vessels and washing cloth, and probably to water their fields, they may put big pipes and put pumps. So if all the villagers do that, what happens to the well? It will go dry. So similarly, if you are simply busy giving, 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 tendency that you may give powerfully, you may hold audience spellbound for a long time because of being a professional speaker now, and but there is dryness inside and there is no experience of taste, juice. So that comes, he was telling, by allowing the well to fill up sometime. Sometime should also be given in a day for the well to fill up, so that for the rest of the day you can distribute. And that is Name Ruchi. For Jive Daya, you have to have Name Ruchi. That means some taste for the holy name. Hearing and chanting. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy name. So after these kind of yatras, if we do not prioritize, we have got some experience of what it means actually. So if we can prioritize our hearing and chanting first things in the morning, that the morning program especially for devotees and householders who can afford to come to the temple or who are nearby, they can have their own in their homes. But some kind of program of filling up the well, that is Name Ruchi. So it helps us to absorb more, better. But then there is another problem, that even if you dig 140 or 60 feet, unless there is a source of big body of water, there is no constant supply to the well. And Bhagavat explains how to develop Name Ruchi. It says, Shushrusho Shaddhadhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirthani Shevanat. That Ruchi comes by serving Mahat. And who are these Mahats? Mahats are those great devotees who have risked their lives for Krishna's sake. On behalf of Krishna, they are risking their lives. Because they risk their lives for Krishna's sake, Krishna is so much obliged to them, so much obliged to them, that if they are favorably disposed, if they are merciful to us, if they glance upon us, pleased with us, they can fill our heart with so much devotion, inexhaustible source, that we can continue to give. And that Mahat Sevaya happens by serving the mission, taking some responsibility in the mission. So many Prabhupada's disciples, whenever they have their remembrances, they say that one little smile from Prabhupada is sustaining them 35 years later, service and separation. One smile or one merciful glance or one, favorably being satisfied and happy with some service done. The example is of Dukhi. She was doing some insignificant, filling up the pots and keeping up. She was not even coming in front of the 21 hours beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Giving him darshan, filling up, fulfilling all the desires of all the devotees. And this lady didn't even know what's happening inside. She was outside filling the, just like our kitchen department and others, they don't know what's happening here. So much nectar, so much mercy, and then they are doing that. But then, because she did that, Mahaprabhu being in the heart of everyone, he noticed, he called. He said, call that lady. What's her name? Dukhi. Dukhi? Today her name is Sukhi. And she filled her heart with so much devotion. She started, it was overflowing. She couldn't control, all signs of ecstatic symptoms manifested on her body. So that is seva. So Vaishnav seva, or trying to serve in whatever little way. So the input, the maintenance and the output. This is steadiness. If in the well, if the water is not taken out regularly, it stagnates. It's spoiled. It becomes stale. So similarly, if you don't give, then we stagnate. We have to give. But to give, we must have. And to have, we have to access the source. So if all these three are, you know, regularly moving, perennially moving, that is steadiness. Somehow we can achieve steadiness. And giving Krishna conscious doesn't mean, you know, just big lectures or anything. But whatever way, little prasad to some beggar or, you know, whomever, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amara gya guru hai tare. Mahaprabhu told that Brahmana from Kurma Brahmana. He gave this and beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he said, if you do this, because he wanted to come along. He said, I am troubled by this material life. I want to come with you. And Mahaprabhu told him this. And then he said, if you do this, if you preach to whomever you meet, he said, Kobuna Badhive Tumar Vishaya Taranga. The Vishaya Taranga, the waves of material miseries will never affect you. Kobuna Badhive Tumar Vishaya Taranga. Punarapi Eithai Pave Morasanga. And in this very place, you shall attain my association again. Or in other words, Prabhupada writes, you will never lose my association. You are in touch. Praptasya Kalyana Guna Arnava. Kalyana Guna Arnava is the ocean of wonderful qualities. And we are in touch when you are trying to give. So this is, at least for my, I was thinking that this is a nice meditation to carry back from such yatras where we receive. To share, to retain, to maintain actually, and also to keep on receiving the mercy. Srila Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body. It's not that sometimes devotees say, Prabhuji, where do we get association of Mahat, you know? Once in a year also we get to see someone, what to speak of serving. But service is not simply, of course, when we get an opportunity to serve physically, wonderful, do some physical service. But then real thing is serving the Vani. And at least in these kind of yatras, I've seen His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj is really, really putting all his energy. One devotee was asking me, but I haven't have any personal instruction. And I remember one time Maharaj was telling to one devotee, he said, all that I speak here is personal instruction. Otherwise, I can't be catching everyone and speaking personally. This is my person. That's why he puts his full energy here. So, these are personal instructions. So, this Vani Seva, if we can kind of absorb it, I mean, hear it, understand it, absorb it and implement it. Meditate, actually, at least. How we can do that, I think that will be a very nice meditation. Anyway, since there is time, I would also like to share one more thing that I just found this very beautiful book on Japa meditation, and I was reading this, and where realizations of so many devotees are being shared about and coming to Dham, deepening our because ultimately, giving and receiving also depends on the holy name. Ultimately, Harinam eva kevalam kalau nasteva gatiranta. It's actually the holy name. Taste for the holy name, hearing and chanting. So that is a very important thing that we can meditate on. And when we do this, I was discussing about activity, absorption and alertness. The classical example of this is in the Srimad Bhagavatam is Bhishma. Bhishma, when he was about to leave his body, it's amazing that one of the verses, Maharaj Krishna wanted to glorify Yudhishthir, glorify Bhishma, and he brought Yudhishthir Maharaj Krishna could not pacify, by Krishna's own inconceivable arrangement, could not pacify Yudhishthira's lamentation. And then he was brought to Bhishma. And Bhishma, on his deathbed, spoke about the most finer aspects of dharma. Even though he was lying on the bed of arrows, pierced through and through, for weeks together by that time. What a level of consciousness. 100% this person must be beyond bodily concept. We have one little pinprick and we forget all philosophy. But here is arrows through and through and about to die, give up his body, and he's speaking perfect philosophy. Dana dharma, Raja dharma, Stri dharma, Bhagavad dharma. All this. Amazing philosophy. And then after concluding everything, he speaks. He says, there is a beautiful prayer. He begins the prayer. He says, then he became silent. He withdrew himself from speech. And he focused his attention on Krishna. And then he started making prayers to Krishna. And he begins this prayer with a very interesting verse. It says, he says, Iti mati upakalpita vitrishna bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhumni. He says, Iti, in this way, mati, my mind, Prabhupada translates this as thinking, feeling and willing. Thinking, mind has three functions, thinking, feeling and willing. So, upakalpita, now I am going to invest all my thinking, feeling and willing into, and vitrishna. Vitrishna means to withdraw from all other topics that I was speaking. Bhishma spoke on thousands of topics, fought on thousands of battles, took thousands of responsibilities throughout, till the last point of his life. But at a given moment's notice, at his will, by his will, he could withdraw and focus it. This is because he was doing all these responsibilities and activities on behalf of the Lord, for the pleasure and satisfaction of the Lord. And this is Krishna consciousness. Even though we may have responsibilities, but if we are doing it for the pleasure and satisfaction of the Lord, according to the instruction of the Lord, as Arjuna did on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, then we can be the best yogis and perfect our lives by focusing on Krishna when we want to. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Thay Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much. Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj will speak now. Hare Krishna.